Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Joseph, the floor supervisor. Good afternoon. How can I help you today?
Good afternoon. Well, ma'am, on Monday, on the 14th, I come up with four different charges. I live on Social Security. I'm disabled and I only got one leg. So my money means a lot to me. And I left my phone at a gas station on the pump. And it came up gone, and I had my Google Pay and everything on my phone. Never thought about somebody being able to get into it, but evidently that somebody's got into my phone and used my Google Pay, and they said something about this for an iPad. I don't even know how to use an iPad. I don't use stuff like that. I'm old school as I get. And I got charged $59, and I need my money back on my card. That's just, I didn't give y'all no information. I don't know who was. I don't know. I don't even know what it was about. I mean, she said something about some iPads. It ain't me.
Hell, if you were going to order one, you'd order it from A&D.
Well, Amazon, something.
Okay, sir, I'll be more than happy.
My card number
ended. I will need the first.
Yeah, my card number ended 5744.
I'm going to need the first and last name and the zip code, please.
Larry McCollum, McCollum, zip code 72370.
Thank you, sir.
And I got a phone, you know, I just took it. I might call and get my car canceled. She said, thank you, sir.
Okay, I'm looking for an account with that name. Thank you for your patience. Okay, sir, can I have the shipping address on the account you're calling in about?
310 North Walnut Street, Osceola, Arkansas. She couldn't find that. She couldn't find an account up front either. So I guess my phone. She used my phone number or my address. I don't know how she found something that was on there.
Okay, sir. Thank you for that. You said that the city and state, what was that city and state for the address, sir?
Oh,
for the shipping address,
Arkansas.
What was the city? Thank you.
Kelly, you want the address.
Okay. So I've pulled up an account with that information, sir. Thank you so much.
Sure.
Yes, sir. Allow me just a moment to go ahead and review the account, please, so I can see what's going on here.
Somebody's written me out.
Okay, I'm looking, sir. Please allow me just a moment to review the account. Okay. So I'm showing this was created for the meal planning app called Bites Hub, sir. And the meal planning app is it's for a meal planning app, sir, called Bites Hub. And that's what this was for. The charge was for the subscription. The meal planning app helps to focus on eating everyday foods to boost your energy and cut out cravings for carbs and sugars. It also includes meal plans and recipe guides to eating better and feeling better. Do you remember ever doing signing
up? No, that ain't me. That ain't me, girl. I didn't know nothing like it. I'm on six different kind of medicine. I'm totally disabled. I don't order stuff off. I just don't do stuff like that. I'm 52 years old. I just don't. Somebody got my information. And somebody's ordering a bunch of stuff. And like I said, I got $30 something charge. I got $19 something charge. And I got like $3. I got like four or five different charges. And it was all done on Monday. My phone come up gone on Sunday. It is Saturday or Sunday morning at the gas station. I don't remember. I mean, it come up gone. I went back to get it. It was gone. And just somebody's ever getting my phone. And I'm old school and I don't have a lock on stuff like that. I bet you I do it from now on. And I will never put my card number on my phone, Google Pay ever again. Yeah, I don't want to know this stuff. I don't know nothing about that. I don't know nothing about your company. Never heard of it. Don't want to hear of it. I mean, I need my money back. Y'all hurt me. I mean, I got bills due and stuff. That's just $60. That pays that part of the electric bill.
Okay, sir. I do apologize again. I have to ask these questions, and I have to explain what this was built for. It's yes, part ma'am. Of the process, sir. So what it was a meal planning app. The app helps to focus on using everyday foods to boost your energy and cut out those cravings for carbs and sugars, sir. Do you remember authorizing anybody to create that meal planning app, sir? Would have been done by like entering into a contest for an iPad or an iPhone. Do you remember doing anything like that, sir, online?
No.
Okay.
No, ma'am.
And no one else in your household would have created this account, sir?
All my kids
are
just growing.
Would anyone else in your household have created this account?
No, whoever got my phone. No, ma'am.
Okay, sir. Thank you for verifying that. Well, I'll be happy to go ahead and proceed forward with filing it as a fraud claim. Now, I do need to verify a couple other things. First thing being the email that is on file we have is KMHO7022013@gmail.com. Are you familiar with that email, sir?
That ain't me. Hell no. No, ma'am. I'm LZ.49@gmail.com. My email address.
Okay, sir. And you're not familiar with that email?
Tell me my address. Okay.
And did you file a fraud claim with your bank, sir?
I couldn't remember that email. What's that?
Have you filed a fraud claim with your bank, sir?
No, it's just Direct Express. I draw a government check. It comes on a debit card every month.
I'm asking, every have month. You filed a fraud claim? With
no, it's a long process. Y'all took money off my card that
so
y'all
I have
had
to
no
ask
access
these questions,
to.
Sir.
I didn't authorize nothing.
Okay.
I said no, I haven't.
Okay, sir. Thank you for verifying that. Well, I'll go ahead and proceed forward with filing. This is fraud, sir. Now, do you need to let you know whenever we file anything as fraud, we will go ahead and contact the local authorities, provide them with the IP address on the account for them to go ahead and verify the owner of the device that was used when the order was placed online. The local authorities will also go ahead and verify the location of where the order took place when it was placed online, sir. Would you like me to go ahead and proceed forward with filing this fraud claim for you today, sir?
Yes, ma'am. Whatever you got to do.
I'll go ahead and proceed forward with filing this as fraud. Please stay in the line while I go ahead and file this as fraud for you.
What address are they sending this information to? Where's the address you provided me is the address
on file, sir.
So it's all on my phone.
Somebody next door.
No, it's all on my phone. Everything in my phone.
Yeah, right. But I bet it's somebody next door.
I don't know. That's $60, it's hard on me.
I'm still here, so I'm working on the fraud claim. Thank you for your patience.
Mm-hmm. I stopped that card number and everything now. Jesus, $60.
Dang, it's hot.
$60. Damn, a fucking heart attack.
You know, it could be, if they're using the Wi-Fi, they could be getting into the zone too.
Okay. So I have gone ahead and filed this as fraud and refunded the $69.89 back to the account. That'll be back on your account within the next 3 to 5 business days. I have a confirmation number whenever you're ready, sir.
Yeah, let me write up. Yeah. I got to write down. All right, go ahead.
Okay. It is going to be for the amount of $59.89 is your refund amount. And that confirmation number is 7.
Okay.
06.
Go ahead.
And then it's going to be 0-1-3-0-2-3-5.
Can I repeat it back to you?
Absolutely.
Thank you. It's 706 01 30235.
That is correct.
And the refund amount would be $59.89.
That is correct.
McCarty.
All right.
You're a winner, girl. I'll tell you what. I mean, let's take that one.
Is there anything else I can do for y'all today?
No, ma'am.
Thank you so very much.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day. You stay safe out there.
Thank you so much. Taking care of this. I'll get on the ball. I'll get these other stops and I'll change. I'll call and have my bank card. I have the government debit card. Send me a new debit card. Because I
so the refund will be back on your account within the next 3 to 5 business days for you, sir. Okay?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Okay. Is there anything else I can do for you?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful
day. No, ma'am. You have a good day.
Bye-bye.
You too. Thank you. No, we got that one. Now you go to the other ones.